Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Edition.
From the really, really good.
Back to the wall. It's gone. Home run derby. And there will be tomorrow.
To the really, really bad.
Burrow, right open.
He throws, it's caught. Nixon streaking down the sideline to the 20. Gets a block from Chase and runs it into the end.
We got some radio calls. Gwen and Chris are going to rate them.
The right-handed hitter back in there. Strasburg ready to go.
It's Rate the Radio Call.
The 1-2 pitch slider, strike three, ball, a no-hitter.
On 97.3 The Fan.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I hear the Bengals guy, it makes me happy that the NFL is going to be here in 2 months. Because we get more Bengals guys.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It really is. Rate the Radio Call. I go and get some of the best radio calls, biggest radio calls throughout the past week or so. And we're going to visit the College World Series. We're going to visit a Pittsburgh Pirates game, the Avalanche winning the Stanley Cup. And then I also found Mariners audio of the brawl that they had with the Angels on Sunday. So something a little bit new, and we'll get to that in just a second. But we're going to start first with Ole Miss and Oklahoma in the College World Series. Ole Miss is leading 4-2 in this game, and they are pitching, and they are already up one game in the three-game series. So here's David Kellum on Rebels Radio.
The Ole Miss fan base is super loud. Two down, 1-2 to Sebastian Orduña. Brandon Johnson stares in to get the signal from Dunhurst, ready to go again. The 1-2 pitch to the DH on its way. He struck him out on a breaking ball, and the Ole Miss Rebels are your national champions. 4-2, the final score.
All right, so he just does a bunch of that the rest of the time. But there's the call. Tony, you're up first today. It's a Thursday. So 1 to 10, rate that radio call.
Can I hear it one more time?
Sure. You may. Let's let the drama build, too.
The Ole Miss fan base is super loud. Two down, 1-2 to Sebastian Orduña. Brandon Johnson stares in to get the signal from Dunhurst, ready to go again. The 1-2 pitch to the DH on its way. He struck him out on a breaking ball, and the Ole Miss Rebels are your national champions.
I like how he says, Sebastian Orduña.
I got it. First of all, I love the I love the twang.
Oh, you have to have it if you're an Ole Miss guy.
You have to have it as an Ole Miss. I'm going to give it a 6.5.
Really?
Yes, I felt if that was the last pitch and the last strike of a College World Series ending, I would have liked to have a little more buildup prior to. It was just calling it like it was like one out and, you know, there's a couple more outs to get in the inning. I love the excitement afterwards, but I would have liked to set it up. Give me some history behind Ole Miss as if this is good, if the last strike happens, this could be what's ahead of us.
Yeah.
I think he missed the mark on that. So I'll give it a 6.5.
Initially, I was like, you're crazy. But then you explained it. Chris, 1 to 10.
6.5. Tony's right on the money. This was not a good call. Now, I'm going to give the guy one slight pass, and that is that perhaps –
Yeah.
There was a 1-2 pitch before this that was fouled off. And he might have done everything that Tony just said before the other pitch, because he said it's 1-2 again. So I'm giving him that bit of credit. But unfortunately, anything that he said before this call is never going to be heard again, because this is the call that's going to be replayed. So you do have to set it up again, and you have to set it up again and again and again, just because for history's sake, this is what's going to be recorded and remembered. So I compare it to the 1-2 pitch from Strasburg and the no-hitter. I get a little more chills listening to myself than I do listening to that guy.
I mean, of course.
No, that's not of course. If he did a better job, I would probably tell you. But other than the twang, it's a 6.5.
You're right, though. It was 1-2, and then he fouled one off.
All right. Well, so that gives him a little bit of latitude. I changed my score to 6.75.
Oh, he went down.
No, he went up.
Six and three quarters is more than six and a half. Yeah. There,
I told you I'm not good at math. Thanks. Who's the guy who invented the light bulb? I don't even know anymore. I was going to call him that, but it's
Edison.
Too late now. Yes. All right, Edison.
I got to help you when you're trying to make fun of me. I have to help you do it.
You have to assist in him making fun of you because he can't figure it out.
So, hot trade prospect Brian Reynolds of the Pirates had a day yesterday. He had a chance at four home runs.
Is he a hot trade prospect?
I thought
he just signed a deal.
Brian Reynolds?
Yeah.
Wasn't that Brian Hayes?
No, I don't think so.
I think it was both of them. The bearer of misinformation strikes.
No, again. I was reading a trade article this morning saying that now he's in the month of June, he's hitting over 300. He's looking good, and the Pirates can now trade him for what they probably want to get him for. That's what I read.
All right, okay. Move on.
God,
go ahead.
He is, man, this guy over here.
We're on your
Why
head
is
today,
it this
buddy.
Guy over here? Tony was the one who brought it up and said, no, is, he, like, is he a trade piece?
It was me.
Milan.
Tony, oh my goodness.
All right, Pirates' Brian Reynolds, he had a chance for four home runs yesterday. He did not get there, but he did hit three home runs, and this is the three-run home run that he hit during that part of the game.
6-5 Nationals, two on for the Pirates, one out. Pitch. Reynolds swings and sends one high in the air and deep to left field. Hernandez back to the wall, and there it goes! It's a three-home run game for Brian Reynolds! A three-run home run to put the Pirates in the lead in the seventh. His first career three-home run game.
All right, Chris, 1 to 10, rate that radio call.
Well, this guy making the call is a victim of his own success. I'm assuming it's the same guy that called the Jack Sawinski three-home run game from a few weeks ago. And his call on the Jack Sawinski walk-off third home run of the game was like, we gave that a 9, a 10. This one didn't come close to that. Now, I know this wasn't a walk-off, but he seemed a little bit surprised by this home run. He didn't seem to set it up anywhere near as well as he did the other one. When Sawinski hit that third home run, he was incredulous that this could be the third home run of the game. I think you have to have a similar feeling for Brian Reynolds. As he said, it's his first time in his career he's done that. You don't expect a three-run home run game. So I'm going to give him a 7 just because he was so good on the other call.
All right, Tony, 1 to 10, rate that radio call.
I agree. 7. I mean, and it may be, as Chris said, it's a victim. Joe's a victim of his own success, of his own call earlier in the year on a similar situation. But it did seem like there was a little bit left on the table there. So, yeah, I agree. I'll give it a 7.
All left right. A little meat on the bone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you guys rather hear the Avalanche game leading goal, or would you rather hear the benches clearing brawl call first? It's a pick your own adventure.
Where are we going to hear them both?
You are, but I don't know which one you want to hear first.
The Avalanche.
Okay,
we'll save the brawl.
Okay, the brawl's saved. Now, I can't remember what night. Was this Tuesday night? Monday night?
Maybe Monday night.
All right. Well, the Avalanche won the Stanley Cup, and they were playing the Lightning. Here is the goal that put them ahead and ultimately won them Lord Stanley.
Down the wall, sent the other way by Manson, hit a body, kept alive, and Nathan MacKinnon got a stick in the way. Now they get tangled up again behind the play. 3-on-2 for the Avalanche. Manson, MacKinnon, back for Manson. Tapped over. Score! It's Arturi Lehkonen! It's a work of art! Lehkonen off the feed from Manson and MacKinnon.
has tallied and gives the Avalanche a 2-1 lead. It's his eighth of the postseason.
I'm just going to cut off the color analyst because we don't need the stats. But, Tony, you're up first here. 1 to 10, rate that radio call.
Give it to me again.
I'll play the first part.
Just play the first part.
Hockey calls are very strange. They're very hard to
By the way, the game was on Sunday, just so we just
It was on Sunday?
Yeah. Time flies.
Man. All right, here we go.
Down the wall, sent the other way by Manson, hit a body, kept alive, and Nathan MacKinnon got a stick in the way. Now they get tangled up again behind the play. 3-on-2 for the Avalanche. Manson, MacKinnon back for Manson. Tapped over. Score! It's Arturi Lehkonen! It's a work of art! Lehkonen off the feed from Manson, and MacKinnon has tallied and gives the Avalanche a 2-1 lead.
I'm sorry, but if your last name's Manson, that's rough. Because the only thing I think of is Charles Manson when I hear Manson.
Of course, you only think of Charles Manson.
Because you watch that stuff all the time.
I just watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood the other day. I love that movie. Really hilarious.
It's pretty
good. Anyway,
new.
1 to 10, Tony, rate that radio call.
I give it an 8. It's pretty good. I don't know exactly how to... what everything that went on. I know there's a little tangled up. I can't quite envision. I can't quite envision
stick.
It. He lost my lost stick. A puck hit a body. But listen, hockey calls, especially on goals, are some of my favorites. Just the build up, the excitement. They got the 3-on-2 there. You can see the puck go. Or in your head, you can envision the puck going from one stick to the other, and then the quick one timer there.
Charles Manson skating down the ice.
I like the way he kind of elongated whoever's last name that was who scored the goal.
Lehkonen!
Yeah, I'll give it an 8.
Chris, 1 to 10, rate that radio call.
What about Marilyn Manson? Come you don't think of him?
You're right. What's I should have. I like his music. I know he's a terrible human being, but I like his music.
All right. Manson, the last name, just... doesn't lend itself to great human beings. Is that what you're saying?
For anybody
out there whose last name might be Manson,
Marilyn Manson's real name isn't Manson, though.
Oh,
it's like,
fair enough.
His name's like George or something.
Fair enough. This is a 6 for all the reasons that Tony said. We couldn't figure out what in the world was going on at the beginning of that call. The puck hit the board. It hit a leg. A stick broke. There was tangles. It was a mess. It was a complete mess of a call. And I'm sure that this guy would love to have it back because, like the old Miss call, this is going to go on record for the rest of history. He did pick up the 3-on-2, but he didn't have any excitement with the 3-on-2. And having called hockey as much as I did, there are 3-on-2s. That look like they might be something, and there are 3-on-2s that really don't look like they're going to be much. And this sounded like one that wasn't going to be much. And the next thing you know, the guy put it in the net. Then he said it was a work of art, and I remember the goal. It wasn't a work of art. It was kind of a fumbled pass, kind of a weak shot. It just, I don't think it described what happened very well. And I think when people play this back forevermore and have this voice call over it, it's not going to match up very well.
All right.
So
by
only
the way,
a 6.
Marilyn Manson's real name is Brian Warner, not
Brian Warner.
Catchy.
Okay.
It wasn't George before anybody tweets me, okay?
Oh, they will.
Now, on Sunday, the
Too late.
Angels and the Mariners, they got into a brawl. We've been talking about it all week. I've seen highlights of it all week. Well, here is the radio call of that moment on Mariners radio.
Who?
Mariners.
Okay.
I was like, what just happened?
I was just going to say who, which
Mariners
side.
Okay, Mariners side.
Teeners the pitch, and it's inside, and that hits Winker. And Andrew Wants hits him, and Wants has to go, and so does Phil Nevin. Winker walking slowly out in front of home plate, and now he's getting chirped at by the Angel players. Winker going over toward the dugout, and both benches are emptying. Winker going to the Angels dugout. He is right in there. They're starting to throw punches. Holy smokes, we got a full melee going on in the on-deck circle. Everybody throwing punches. Angels out there, Mariners out there. And that was inside. It hit Winker. Winker had a few words with Stassi, walked over to the dugout, and now the umpires have their hands full trying to separate guys. Holy smokes, we have a melee in the on-deck circle. Guys are still fighting one another. They're still going at it. They're trying to separate players in the middle of the scrum. But this is one of the worst.
He just goes on telling everybody how it's going. But that was, I thought, pretty good. And we just needed one more of these.
Holy shnikes!
In the middle of that, because that was a pretty good call. So, Chris, you're up first. 1 to 10, rate that radio call.
I was going to give it a 9 after the first holy smokes, we've got a melee. After the second holy smokes, we've got a melee. I dropped it down to a 7.5. It was very good at the beginning. The description was excellent at the beginning. I've called a few fights in my day because I did hockey. Now, hockey brawls are not quite the same.
Strasburg, ready to go.
All right, stop it. Hockey brawls are not the same as baseball brawls because there's not quite as many participants. But I think you have to still describe it to the best of your ability what's going on.
So what would you have said?
Well, I think you get the – you've got, probably got – binoculars out, you get down in there and you say, hey, Mike Trout just pulled Justin Upton out of the pile.
Okay.
Whatever it is you got to say. You know, he said punches were being thrown, and that was really the only description we got. The rest of it was just a big melee and a bunch of people, and then he said, holy smokes, we got a melee and punches are being thrown again. I think you got to, it would have been tough because it's baseball and there's a lot of guys running around in there, but I think you got to try to describe a little bit more of what was going on, because this wasn't just pushing and shoving. There were actual fights going on. So that's why I give it a 7.5. It's a hard one, though.
Did you guys see Shohei Ohtani's involvement in this whole thing?
Did you see his translator's involvement?
I saw him
that
just kind
hilarious.
Of hanging out on the fringes, just kind of
He grabbed somebody, and his translator was like keeping an eye on him. Like, this is as much as you're going to do, Shohei.
Wasn't there another translator who got a suspension?
He got suspended. Yeah,
he got suspended. Yeah.
So Shohei's translator was kind of
smart and trying to
stay out of it.
Yeah. Tony, 1 to 7. 1 to 10, rate that radio call.
I'm going to give it an A. It sounded like Rick Riz.
Rick Riz, yeah.
That's who it sounded like. I like the call. I think Chris is right. He could have done a little better of describing, but there's so much going on. I think the trick is to just identify the action. Forget everybody else, because there's a bunch of melees going on. So just kind of pick out, you know, little scrums where you can make out who. That's the other thing is probably was hard to make out who was entangled with who while they were out there. But I'll give it an 8. It was a good call.
All right, that was our Rate the Radio Call, special Thursday edition, and we have a couple of minutes extra here on the program. We welcome you back into the studio, Chris Ello. Matt Scraby. Together here in our Odyssey Palace studios, Tony Gwynn Jr. joining us there, and of course he's in LA. He'll be calling the game tonight. Who's with him tonight? Do we know if it's Jesse or Scan?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, we'll have to all wait and find
out
together.
Give me a second.
Sammy Lev will have the pregame show coming up here in about 10 minutes or so, 7 or 8 minutes. But it's game one of the four-game set. Dodgers are a game and a half up on the Padres right now in the National League West. So the Padres, bottom line, got to take 3 out of 4 this weekend if they want to come home in first place on the 4th of July.
It is Bob Scanlon and Tony Gwynn Jr.
It will be
tonight.
Bob tonight.
Yep.
All right, good. Well, they'll have a good time, and hopefully after the game, Mike Clevenger won't be doing an interview and say, Bob's talking up in the booth, and then confuse Bob Scanlon with Bob Brenly.
Yeah.
That's still one of my I tell you, I'm really happy with Mike Clevenger right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, because he stuck up for the whole ball club.
Oh, he totally did. And San Diego.
Absolutely. I mean, Mike Clevenger fighting for everyone there and saying, look, you know, we're not going to just let some guy, you know, loose lip, you know, say whatever he wants up in the booth.
Yeah.
You know, about our team and the players on our team. So good on you, Mike Clevenger, for standing up there and But I think when he first said Bob, there might have been some people who thought he was referring to our Bob.
I don't know.
I didn't see that either. Yeah. I immediately knew he was referring to Bob Brenly. But
yes, we cleared that up here. Yeah.
Yes, but that's just because Bob Brenly is Bob Brenly. by the way, one other Padre note. I'm going to just say this.
Oh, no. What are you about to say?
I'm just going to say it, and then you move on.
Oh, my
don't
gosh.
Don't you comment on this.
Oh, gosh.
Tomorrow, the Padres are releasing their City Connect uniforms, right?
Oh, gosh.
I know. Don't comment. Just let it be said.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Where did you learn this?
I don't know, because I haven't seen them, and I'm excited about it.
Okay.
I thought tomorrow was the day that they're supposed to be released. Officially.
Apparently so.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to seeing the official ones. I'm finally going to see the official ones.
I've not seen anything yet.
You won't. You refuse to look at what I show you.
I refuse to look at Twitter or anything else.
Yeah.
Let's pause now for station identification on the San Diego Padres Radio Network. Always
KWFN and KWFN HD1 San Diego. For the best Padres talk in San Diego, listen to the John Quintero Show weekdays from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
An Odyssey station.
Who made that promo? That's the first time I've ever heard of it. For the finest in sports talk entertainment, listen to the John Quintero Show. Hey, with all due respect, Coach.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.